بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Okay, today is our 22nd session from Book 2, the Medina course, and we're doing lesson 11. Is that correct? Lesson number 11. And lesson number 11, we dealt with a number of points. We started going over it last week, and we read through the key for the grammatical points of this lesson, and there were 6 points. The first of them is dealing with the conjugation of the mudari verb, tasrif and mudari. And the second of them is dealing with the harf istiqbal, the scene that indicates, when you add it to the mudari verb, it indicates future tense. And then we had la nafiyah, the la that's used with the mudari instead of ma, that's used with the madi. And then we had the masdar, one form of the masdar, fa'ul. For example, dakhala, yadkhulu, dukhul, kharaja, yakhruju, khuruj, and so on like this. The masdar, and then we had amma. We're speaking about two or more things, as for this and as for that. That's followed by fa. And the last point we had was the use of the difference between the expression akhi and akhun li. Akhi and akhun li. Does anybody remember what's the difference between akhi and akhun li? These are some of the points that we talked about last week. And we started doing this lesson last week. We didn't go over all these points. I mean, we discussed them, but we didn't do all the exercise. What's the difference between akhi and akhun li? What does akhi mean? My brother. What does akhun li mean? A brother of mine. And basically, my brother and a brother of mine has similar meaning, except that, what? One is definite and one is indefinite. Akhi is definite, my brother. My brother, specifically, you're talking about a particular one. When you say, akhun li, a brother of mine, that means that you may have many brothers, and one of them. So it's not definite, it's indefinite. One of them, any one of them, okay? So these are the points that we talked about last week. What we want to really concentrate on, though, we're going to concentrate on the conjugation of the mudari verb. Okay, we said that the verbs in Arabic, they have 3 forms, okay? There's the madi, which is past tense. There's the mudari, which is present tense. And there's al-amr, the command form. Okay, so what we want to look at today, or we want to continue to look at, is the mudari conjugation, okay? So, I put the pronouns here, just for us to remember who we're talking about now.
Was there one more word, ahadun, akhi?
Oh yeah, there's one other way you can express this. Ahadu ikhwani. Yeah. Ahadu ikhwani, which literally means one of my brothers. Okay, which is similar to akhun li, a brother of mine. Those are both indefinite. Ahadu ikhwani means literally ahadu, one of ikhwani, my brothers. One of my brothers. So I have many, one of them. Alright, so this is 3 ways of almost saying the same thing, except the first one, akhi, is definite, and the second 2 expressions are indefinite. Fine. So, for example, we have in the singular forms, right, first person, we have, for example, af'alu. Okay, the first form of the verb for the first person, singular, ana af'alu. Okay, if you're talking about yourself and you say, you are going, you would say what? Ana adhabu. If you said, you are leaving, you would say what? Going out, I mean. Going out of the place, you're saying, ana akhruju. I am entering, ana adkhulu. Okay? The second form, anta, would be anta, anta yaf'alu, anta taf'alu, taf'alu. Okay, try to remember the second person, masculine and feminine, singular and plural, okay, should be used with the letter ta. Alright, you say anta taf'alu, anti taf'alina, antum taf'aluna, antunna taf'alna. Ta indicates the second person. Okay, so try to remember that. Ta indicates the second person. The third person, masculine, singular, and masculine and plural, masculine and feminine plural, is used with the letter ya. I said third person, masculine, singular, and masculine plural and feminine plural. Use ya. And this is an exception here. So this would be what? هو يفعل هم يفعلون هن يفعلن. So these would use ya and these would use ta, and this is an exception. It takes ta like anta. Anta تفعل and هي تفعل. Anta تفعل and هي تفعل. Both of them have the same form. تفعل. So these two, هي and anta, take the same exact form of the verb. You're talking directly to a male and you say tafa'alu, then you're talking to him. He is doing something. You are doing such and such. But if you're talking about a third person and you say tafa'alu, that means you are indicating the third person feminine singular here. Here, tafa'alu. Alright? So, what we want to do, we just want to look at the verb forms here quickly, and then we're going to go back to the exercises that we started last week. Last week we did some of the exercises. We're going to complete them today. بإذن الله تعالى. Okay, so you say أنتي what? تفعلين. And you say هو? يفعل. Okay, نحن. نفعل. أنتم تفعلون. أنتن هم أن هن. Okay, we also said last week, and just as a reminder, that these two forms of the verb, antunna tafa'alna and hunna yafa'alna, are mabniyun ala sukun. So you don't say they're marfoon, but rather they're mabniyun. Okay, mabniyun ala sukun. As far as the noon on the end, this noon is the fa'il, the doer of the action. Who's doing the action here? Antunna tafa'alna, this is noon and niswa. And in the noon that indicates plurality, feminine plurality. And the same thing here, hunna yafa'alna is mabniyun ala sukun. The noon has noon and niswa, indicates that it's feminine, plural. Okay, so this is the fa'il. This noon is the fa'il. In these two cases, antum tafa'aluna and hum yafa'aluna, the fa'il is what? Where's the fa'il? Is it the noon? Wow. It's the wow. Here, waw al-jama'ah. The waw that indicates masculine plurality. Alright? And then here we also have this ya. This ya right here is the fa'il here. For anti tafa'alina, ya is the fa'il. Okay, we also said that these verbs are marfu'un. These are the forms that are marfu'un except the two that are mabni'un, right? These two. These two are mabni'un. The rest of them are marfu'un. And sometimes the indication that it's marfu'un is Dhamma, as in here, right? This Dhamma indicates that it's marfu'un. Those are five. Two of them are mabniyun, these two. The rest of the verbs, how do we know that they're marfu'un? By what? What is the sign that it's marfu'un? We say, فعل مضاري marfu'un وَلَامَتُ رَفْعِهِ. What is the sign that it's marfu'un in the rest of them? It's no Dhamma. And it's not mabniyun. So how do we know that it's marfu'un? Okay, look at them carefully, right? Which ones we don't have dhamma for? Okay, we don't have for anti tafa'alina, and we don't have for antum tafa'aluna, antun and hum yafa'aluna. These three. What do they have in common that perhaps could be indication that it's marfu'un? Thubut an-noon. Thubut an-noon. As long as the noon is there, it means it's marfu'un. If it is mansub or majzoom, the noon will be deleted. Mm-hmm. We say hazf an-noon. Hazf an-noon. If the noon is deleted, that means
that it's no longer marfoon. So the fact that the noon is there, thubut al noon, that indicates that it's marfoon. Okay, that's what we talked about last week. Alright, any question about that? That's what we talked about last week. We just want to make sure we refresh in our memory what these verb forms look like. One other thing that we mentioned. We also mentioned that in the mudari form, the prefix added to the beginning is either one of four letters, right? It's either Hamza or Ta. Like second person takes Ta, third person takes Ya, and Noon. Hamza for the singular first person, and Noon for the plural first person. So those four prefixes are added. The Hamza indicates first person, Noon indicates second person, Ya indicates, Ta indicates second person, Ya indicates third person. Alright, so that's basically all that we covered last week. Okay, if there's any question about that, just try to keep in mind, Ya for third person, Ta for second person, Hamza and Noon for first person, singular and plural. Except we're here, we have a Ta here for the third person, that's for here. This is the exception. Anta taf'alu, and here taf'alu. The Dhamma indicates that it's marfoon, or the thubut and noon. The presence of the noon indicates that it's marfoon. If it's removed, then we say it will be either mansub or majzoom. Alright. Exercise. What exercise we reached last week?
Six.
Six? Yeah. We got that far?
Five.
Oh, we finished five.
Yeah.
We stopped at six.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to start at six, okay? Just quickly, let's just look at, in the first two exercises, those were comprehension exercises, based upon remembering and understanding what you read in the dialogue. The third exercise are general questions that are not based upon the lesson. Rather, just questions for you to utilize, you know, how you use the verbs. The fourth exercise was with the verb ذهب, working with the verb ذهب, using it in different forms, whether it's first person, second person, third person, singular, or plural, masculine or feminine. Okay, so the third exercise was just conjugating the verb ذهب in its different forms in sentences. The fifth exercise was using the mudari form of the verb in different situations, different verbs. Okay, you have to put an appropriate or suitable verb form in the sentence. So that means you have to know how to conjugate the verb, and as well, they wanted you to use different verbs with different meanings, putting the verb that has the proper meaning in the space where it's left blank. And that was the last exercise that we did. Yeah, the fifth exercise. That was the last one we did. Okay, so we're going to start with exercise number six today. Any question before we start, though? Any question about the mudari verb forms? Remember we said that if you have negation in the mudari, we're going to use what?
La
and nafiyah instead of ma. Now,
what about the du format?
We're going to come to them later on.
Okay.
Du comes near the end of one of the last lessons that we're going to take.
Okay.
Near the end, inshallah. So we'll come to them when we get to duels, inshallah. When we get to the duels, we'll do everything, you know, that's related to duels together at one time. Tayyip? Alright, exercise number 6 on page 78. The instruction for the exercise, حول المبتدا في كل من الجمل الآتية إلى جمع. What does this mean? What are we supposed to do? Change the مبتدا, right, the subject. Huh? In each of the following sentences to jam'a.
Plural.
Okay, so what we're doing over here, we're talking about plurals. Change the mubtada. When you change the mubtada, that's going to require you also what? To change the verb appropriately. It's going to require you to change the verb also. Okay, so pay attention. When you change the mubtada, you also have to change the fi'l. All right? Okay, who wants the first one? Now, Dul Kareem. I'll read the sentence in singular, you give it to us in the plural. At-talibu yadkhulu al-fasla. At-talibu yadkhulu al-fasla. What does it mean?
The students that entered the classroom.
Entered, past tense?
Enters.
Mm-hmm. Entering.
Yeah.
Okay, he enters or is entering the classroom. Okay, give us the plural.
At-talibu yadkhuluna
الفصل الطلاب يدخلون الفصل. نعم. نمبر 2 الرجل يأكل الأرز. يدخل الأرز. What does it mean?
The boy eats the rice.
The boy,
the man,
is eating the rice. Now, plural. Abu Bakr, you want it?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Abu Jahl, yadkhuluna.
Yadkhuluna, huh? Okay, give me a break.
Sorry. Which one? Yadkhuluna.
Uh huh.
Sorry. Yadkhuluna.
أرز. طيب الرجال يأكلون الأرز. طيب نمبر 3 العامل يعمل في المصنع 8 ساعات. 8 ساعات. What does this mean?
The worker works the labor goes to
work. Okay, in singular.
The worker
goes to work to
the
factory at 7 o'clock. At 7 o'clock?
He goes at 8 o'clock?
He works at 8. Is that what it says?
Or it says
he works 8 hours.
8 hours. 8 hours. The difference between 8 o'clock and 8 hours, right? نعم. It's not الساعة الثامنة. Rather it's 8 ساعات. العامل يعمل في المصنع 8 ساعات. So what does it mean again?
The worker
is singular.
Works at the factory
8 hours. He works in the factory 8 hours. يعني كل يوم 8 hours. نعم. طيب. The plural. نعم عبد الحق.
العاملون.
It's possible. It's a simple plural and it's a broken plural. We're gonna let you get away with that one, but somebody's gonna come back after. Go ahead.
Okay.
يعملون.
في المصنع.
ثمانية ساعات. طيب, somebody give us a broken plural for العامل. What's the broken plural for العامل? عاملة.
عاملة.
العمال. على وزن فعال. فعال العمال.
So it can be both?
No, it can be, yes. It can be. It's possible in this case, not in every case. فعال. فعال. ضمة شدة فتة ألف. فعال. العمال.
جم.
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 جم التكسير. ها؟
عمل. عاملا.
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 Previous,
that's
Ashura.
Workers at the factory. Amilan?
Yeah, the
tenth lesson.
Tenth lesson.
Help us. Where is that?
Lesson.
Do you know where it's at, or you might not find it? Yeah. What's the sentence?
Come Amilan.
Come Amilan. That's not plural. Tamyiz kam is always singular mansoob, mufrad mansoob. Tamyiz kam is mufrad mansoob. Right? Okay. Now, who read the last one? Yeah, so we can say al-amiluna, or we can say al-ummar. Okay, number 4. Tajiru yaftahu al-dukkana fi sa'ati al-thaminati. Fi sa'ati al-thaminati. التاجر يفتح الدكان في الساعة الثامنة. What does this mean?
The merchant opens the shop at
الساعة
الثامنة.
سابعة.
At
8 o'clock. At 8 o'clock. The merchant opens the shop at 8 o'clock. Okay, give us the jam'a. Start from the beginning of the sentence. At-tujjaru
yaftahuna
Okay, but you don't really have to make that plural, but you can. The kakin. Uh-huh. في الساعة الثامنة. نعم. التجار يفتحون. طيب, number five. الطبيب يذهب الآن إلى المستشفى. الطبيب يذهب الآن إلى المستشفى. What does it mean? The doctor is going now
to the hospital.
The plural.
Okay, I got it.
Go ahead, Dukarim.
Atibba'u.
Okay. Al-atibba'u.
Atibba'u. Yadhabuna al-ana ila al-mustashfa.
نعم, الأطباء يذهبون الآن إلى المستشفى. Number six, أختي تبحث عن المكنسة. عن المكنسة. What is مكنسة? المكنسة.
Broom.
نعم. What's the meaning of this sentence? أختي تبحث عن المكنسة. My sister is searching for the broom. Plo. Naam. Abu Bakr.
Akhawatu. Tabhathna.
Akhawatu wa akhawati.
Akhawati. Tabhathna. Anil maknasati.
Naam. Tabhathna. Anil maknasati.
What is Jami of it? The searching?
The what?
You see,
searching, naam.
You made jamia also?
Tabhathna. I'm sorry, not tabhathna. Akhawati. Should be hunna yabhathna. Yabhathna. Hunna, hunna. Because it's talking about third person, feminine plural. Yabhathna. Yabhathna. نا يبحثنا. Short, huh? طيب, number seven. المدرسة تدخل الفصل في الساعة السابعة. What is the meaning? المدرسة تدخل. The teacher, a female teacher, enters the classroom at 7 o'clock. Okay, الجمع. نعم, صلاح الدين.
المدرسات يدخلن الفصل في الساعة السابعة.
نعم, المدرسات يدخلن الفصل في الساعة السابعة. طيب, next page, number 8. الطالبة تكتب الدرس. What does it mean? الطالبة تكتب الدرس. The female student writes the lesson or is writing the lesson. الجمع. نعم, أبو بكر.
الطالبات
يكتبن الدرس. يعني هن يكتبن الدرس. الطالبات يكتبن الدرس. طيب, number 9. زميلة أو زميلة أختي. زميلة أختي تعرف اللغة الفرنسية. اللغة الفرنسية. What does it mean? زميلة أختي. My sister's classmate. تعرف. She knows the French language. نعم, الجم عبد الكريم.
زملاء.
نعم, زميلة is feminine. What's the plural? زميلة. Feminine, sound plural. Feminine plural. زملاء is masculine plural.
زميلات.
زميلات. زميلات, نعم.
زميلات, أخوات. أخوات.
أو زميلات أختي. You don't have to pluralize the second word, but you can if you want to.
أخوات. تفعلون. تفعلون.
So
you're talking about feminine?
Yeah.
We're talking about feminine, third person plural, right? It's hunna. Hunna? Ya'arifna. Hunna ya'arifna. Ya'arifna. Hunna ya'arifna. Try to be careful, right? Well, remember, ta'arifu, tafa'alu, is used for second person masculine singular, it's used for third person feminine singular. So when you see ta'arifu, when you go to the plural, you got to go back to the norm. The norm is for third person always use ya.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yafa'aluna, yafa'alna.
So that was, what was it again?
Ya'arifna. Ya'arifna. Ya'arifu, ya'arifna. Type number 10. Bintu ammi tadrusu fil madrasati thanawiyyati. Bintu ammi tadrusu fil madrasati thanawiyyati. What does it mean?
My daughter.
Ammi is aunt or uncle?
Uncle.
My uncle's daughter
is
studying in the Thanawi is which school?
Secondary
or high school. She's studying in the high school or secondary school. Al Madrasa al Thanawiya. What's the middle school? Junior high school? Mutawassita. Al Mutawassita. Naam. Okay, so what is it? Plural? Abu Bakr.
Banatu ammi. Banatu ammi. Tadrusna.
Hunna.
Yadrusna.
You
know, in the beginning, you have Musta, so everyone was Ta.
Yadrusna. Yadrusna. Hunna. Yadrusna. Yadrusu, darasa yadrusu. Yadrusu. Darasa yadrusu. Yadrusna. Tayyib, abanatu ammi yadrusna fil madrasati thanawiyyati. Okay, the main thing with the conjugation of verbs is try to remember second person takes ta, third person takes ya, except here. Here takes ta, okay? And remember that antunna, the feminine plural for second person, and hunna, feminine plural for third person, are mabniyun. So you say, antunna taf'alna. Hunna yaf'alna. Mabniyun ala sukoon. Ending with noon and niswa. Yeah, but practice. These drills, inshallah, help us to make it stick in our head. Especially, hunna. Hunna, yaf'alna. Don't get confused by the hiya taf'alu. The ta will throw you off in the plural. Got to go back to ya. That's what you got to remember. The ta in the feminine, third person, singular, hiya, takes ta. But when you go to the plural, you got to go back to ya. Got to go back to ya. Okay, that is the place where you're going to get confused more than anything else. Okay, here and hunna. Here is with ta, which is abnormal, and hunna goes back to the normal ya. Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullah. Alright, so please pay attention to this point. That's the point that it will confuse you every time. Especially if you're not used to using feminine forms, it's going to get you every time. If you're used to using feminine forms, then it's okay. But if you're not used to it, it'll trick you. Okay, exercise number 7. Annif al-fa'ila. في كل من الجمل الآتية. What does this mean? أنف الفاعل.
Make the
فاعل
feminine.
Feminine. Make it مؤنث in each of the following sentences. Make it مؤنث. أنف الفاعل. Alright, so what we're going to do, we're going to take the masculine, we're going to change it to feminine. Okay? Remember, here takes ta, هنا takes ya. طيب. I don't know, it looks like the first one is two questions. Is that what it is?
Yes.
Or is it an example? Looks like it's an example.
Example.
But they numbered it one though. Okay, so the example should be, huh?
They gave
us one. أَيْنَ يَدْرُسُ أَخُوكَ يَا عَلِي. If you change it to feminine, أَنَّفْ, you say, أَيْنَ تَدْرُسُ أُخْتُكَ يَا عَلِي. أَيْنَ تَدْرُسُ أُخْتُكَ هِيَ. أَيْنَ هِيَ تَدْرُسُ. أَيْنَ تَدْرُسُ أُخْتُكَ يَا عَلِيُّ. Okay, number two. We'll take the second one. Read the masculine and then give us the feminine. Go ahead. No, go ahead. Let Abdul Haq read the first one. Yes, Shuribu. Should in the what's the past tense form of to drink? Shariba. Shariba has to be fatha. Yashrabu. Yashrabu. Shariba yashrabu. Naam. Yashrabu abi al kahwata. What does it mean? Yashrabu abi al kahwata. My father drinks or is drinking the coffee. Okay, make it feminine. Tashrabu ummi al kahwata. Tashrabu hiya tashrabu. Naam. Number three. Naam, Abdul Karim.
Okay, let me see. Let me mess up some here. Yathabu.
Yalabu.
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 Yalabu. Tiflu ma'al uqtihi.
Naam. يَلْعَبُ الْتِفْلُ مَا أُخْتِهِ. What does it mean? يَلْعَبُ الْتِفْلُ مَا أُخْتِهِ. The infant, the child
is playing with his sister.
With his sister. Okay, make it feminine.
Okay. تَلْعَبُ
تلعب
الطفلة
مع أخته مع أختي
ها
because you made it feminine.
That's right.
هي الطفلة هي هي تلعب الطفلة مع أختها. Number four. Naam, who's got the hand up? Okay, Salahuddin. Fayyib. Read it one more time. First, read the masculine form and then change it.
Yathabu tulabu
ila al-talibu.
Yathabu talibu ila al-madrasa.
Naam. يذهب الطالب إلى المدرسة. What does it mean?
The student goes or is going
to the school. Naam. Okay, make it feminine. تذهب الطالبة إلى المدرسة. يعني هي تذهب والتاء إلى المدرسة. Number five. Give it to us the masculine form and then change it. Naam, go ahead, Abu Bakr.
Aina
yajlisu al-mudarrisu. What does it mean?
Where does the teacher sit?
Where is he sitting? Naam.
Aina tajlisu al-mudarrisu.
He said, "Aina tajlisu al-mudarrisatu." Yani, "Aina al-mudarrisa hiya." Hiya tajlisu. Jalasa yajlisu. Hiya tajlisu. Aina tajlisu al-mudarrisatu. Okay, after this, we have number eight. Ta'ammal ma yali. What does ta'ammal mean? Reflect, contemplate, consider. Look at this. Study this carefully. What are the points they want to bring out here? That the verb form tafalu, in this case from dhahaba tadhhabu, has two possible usages. It can be used with the second person masculine singular anta, and it can be used with the third person feminine singular hiya. Same verb form. أنت تذهب هي تذهب. Same verb form. So pay attention to this. This is what we've been stumbling over today. This point. They should have gave us this contemplation in the beginning, right? After we stumbled and fell, they said, okay, look, pay attention. I see you guys slipping and sliding.
Yeah.
So pay attention to this point here.
Yeah, I think the point, but I didn't do the exercise.
No.
I saw it earlier. I saw the difference.
Okay, exercise number 9. حول الفعل في كل من الجمل الآتية إلى مضارع. إلى مضارع. حول الفعل. Transform or change the verb in each of the following sentences to مضاري. Okay, so they give you a past tense form. They want you to give them the present tense form. Change it from ماضي to مضاري. Okay, the example, again they gave it to us as number 1. أنا ذهبت إلى السوق. أنا ذهبت, past tense, إلى السوق. You change it to مضاري. أنا أذهب إلى السوق. أنا أذهب إلى السوق. In the past tense it would be what? I went to the market. In the مضاري it should be I am going or I go to the market. طيب. Okay, number 2. We'll take number 2. نعم صلاح الدين. نعم غسل الولد وجهه بالصابون. نعم. Yeah, what does it mean?
The boy washed his face with soap.
The boy washed his
washed,
face.
He washed, right.
Washed his face with soap. غسل الولد. Past tense. Okay, give it to the مضاري. يغلس الولد وجهه بالصابون. غسل يغسل. يغسل. غسل يغسل. يغسل الولد وجهه بالصابون. نعم. The boy washes or is washing his face with soap. Okay, number 3. أبو بكر. I mean أبو عبد الحق. الطلاب خرجوا من الفصل. What does it mean? The students went out, past tense, from the classroom. Okay, change it to مضاري. الطلاب يخرجون من الفصل. الطلاب يخرجون. هم يخرجون من الفصل. Number 3. نعم صلاح الدين. نعم بأي جامعة درست يا فيصل. What does it mean? بأي جامعة درست.
Which university did you study
in the past tense? يا did you study in يا فيصل أو فيصل. نعم make it مضاري. نعم بأي جامعة تدرس يا فيصل. يعني أنت تدرس. أنت درست past tense. تدرس present tense. نعم number 5. ذو كريم.
الطالبات درسنا الفصل.
دخلنا
الفصل.
الطالبات دخلنا الفصل. What does it mean? وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. The female students entered the classroom. Okay, make it مضاري.
Okay, الطالبات تد
هن. You dealing with the feminine third person plural. هن
يدخلون.
هن
يدخلون.
يدخلن
يدخلن
يدخلن مبني على السكون يدخلن الطالبات يدخلن الفصل. Okay, next page. Number 6. نعم أبو بكر one of y'all, this is okay. Okay.
لايبت آمنت آمنة مع أختها.
مع أختها. أختها. لعبت. هي لعبت آمنة مع أختها. What does it mean?
آمنة is playing with her sister.
Is playing. لعبت.
آمنة is.
Is it present tense or past tense? لعبت.
Played.
Amina played, past tense, with her sister. Okay, now make it present tense.
تلعب.
Okay, تلعب.
تلعب آمنة مع أختها.
تلعب آمنة مع أختها. تلعب يعني هي تلعب. هي takes تارة. هي تلعب. لعب يلعب. هي تلعب مع أختها. Number 7. عبد الحق.
كتب المدرس الدرس على
الصبورة. نعم. كتب المدرس الدرس على السبورة. What does it mean?
The teacher wrote the lesson on the blackboard.
The teacher wrote the lesson on the blackboard. نعم. Okay, make it مضاري.
يكتبون المدرس.
يكتبون plural. يكتب المدرس
الدرس على
السبورة. يكتب فم كتب يكتب. يكتب المدرس الدرس على السبورة. نعم.
Can you start, can the مدرس be the مبتدا and then المدرس يكتب الدرس على السبورة؟ Or
it has to be jam.
It's not jam. Yeah, it's. I know it's. No, I'm saying if you
can make them. We're just changing the past tense to present tense.
No, I want to switch.
Yes, if the mudarris be the first one.
Can you, instead of saying kataba al mudarris, can you say al mudarris kataba? Naam. Yeah, instead of saying yaktubu al mudarris, can you say al mudarris yaktubu? Naam. Naam. But it will be a jumla ismiya then. If you change it, it'll be a jumla ismiya. So the i'rab of it is different now. Instead of fi'l and fa'il, ma'ful and bi'ab, mubtada and khabar, like this. Okay, so it's different. But the meaning is basically the same now. Number 8. Now, Abdul Karim.
Okay, أتلاب مدرسات
المدرسة
مدرسات أسئلة كثيرة.
طيب سأل الطلاب المدرسة أسئلة كثيرة. Okay, مضارع. سأل المدرس becomes what?
يسألوا الطلاب
مدرسات. You're saying set.
Oh, set, right.
مدرسات. أسئلة كثيرة. نعم.
يسألون.
Why would it be يسألوا and not يسألون somebody?
Because
when the verb precedes the fa'il, it's always singular, even if the fa'il is dual or plural. Just knock. Maybe, I don't think anybody's in there. It doesn't appear as though anybody's there. Naam. So, no. The verb, whenever the verb precedes the fa'il, it should be in the singular. So, sa'ala becomes still singular. Yas'alu. Yas'alu at-tullabu al-mudarrisa maf'ulun bi mansub lamatu nasbihi fatha. As'ilatan kathiratan. طيب 9 صلاح الدين
نزل الركاب من الحافلة
نزل الركاب من الحافلة نزل الركاب من الحافلة what's the meaning
the riders
or passengers
went down from the
bus. Went down means they got off the bus. They descended. They went down. They descended means they got off the bus. Now, mudari. Nazala rukab becomes?
Yanzilu rukabu min
al hafilati. Now, nazala yanzilu. Yanzilu rukabu min al hafilati. Number 10. Abu Bakr.
Ghasalat. And ummil.
الثياب نعم غسلت أمي الثياب مفعول به نعم غسلت becomes هي أمي هي
هي تغلس هي
غسل. Okay, غسل, right? غسل. The مضارع of غسل is يغسل, right? يغسل. So you say هو يغسل هي تغسل. تغسل أمي الثياب. Look, anytime you get to the third person feminine, just stop for a second and say, what is the verb? My verb is غسل, right? So I want غسل يغسل. هو يغسل هي تغسل. تغسلو تغسلو أمي الثياب نعم تغسلو جيد okay exercise number 10 تأمل المثالين contemplate the two examples ثم حول then transform الأفعال the verbs في الجملة الآتية in the following sentences إلى أفعال منفية change them to أفعال منفية what does that mean أفعال منفية نعم verbs in negation negative verbs okay so you want instead of saying you did something you say you did not do it but okay if we notice from the examples we'll see what that the negation for past tense is with ما النافية and the negation in the present مضارع is لا النافية so for example the first example كتب أحمد الدرس negation منفية will be ما كتب أحمد الدرس that's for ماضي for مضاري يكتب أحمد الدرس negation لا يكتب أحمد الدرس ما كتب لا يكتب طيب first one number one first one number one I'll read the affirmative and you give me the negative أنا أشرب الشاي أنا أشرب الشاي. What does that mean?
I drink
or I'm drinking the tea. Okay, make it negation, Abdul Karim.
لا
أشرب الشاي أو أنا لا أشرب الشاي. طيب number two. لعبنا كرة القدم اليوم. لعبنا كرة القدم اليوم. What does it mean? We played football today. Okay, make it negation. ما لعبنا. Okay, but we want to make it negation for the مضاري. Oh, I don't know. Let's see. They said cat. Okay, good. No. Maybe they're using both of them. Yeah, because I see some of these are مضاري and some of them are ماضي. Okay, let's do both of them. Now, let's do ماضي and مضاري. Okay, make negation in the ماضي first and then make a negation in the مضاري. لعبنا كرة القدم اليوم بين ماضي نجيش و ما لعبنا كرة القدم. اوكي ان مضارع بي و اوكي لاعب becomes what
يلعب
لا نلعب لا نلعب كرة القدم اليوم لا نلعب. I think they just mean to do it, leave it, if it's ماضي, leave it ماضي, if it's مضارع, leave it مضارع. But anyway, we can do it anyway, just for extra work, inshallah. طيب, number three. أبي يذهب إلى السوق كل يوم. كل يوم. أبي يذهب إلى السوق, إلى السوق كل يوم. What does it mean, first of all? أبي يذهب إلى السوق كل يوم. My father goes to the souk every day. Okay, give it to us in the mudari negation first. Abdul Haq. In the mudari first.
La abi.
Or abi la.
La.
Yeah,
la. Abi la.
Again, say it again.
La
abi la.
Abi.
La
yadhabu. Naam. Abi la yadhabu ila souqi kulli yawmin. Okay, what if it was in the mudari negation? What would you say? أبي ما 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 ذهب إلى السوق إلى السوق. أبي ما ذهب إلى السوق. نعم. Number four. أختي تدرس بالجامعة. أختي تدرس هي تدرس بالجامعة. What does the meaning? My sister studies or is studying in the university. Okay, make it manfiya. Abu Bakr. Yeah.
Ukhti ma ma
tad ukhti. Yeah.
Ukhti ma.
Do we use ma mudari or la?
La.
With mudari verb we lose.
Okay,
you want to do the mudari first. Do the mudari the way it is first and then you can change it tomorrow.
Ukhti la tadrus. Ukhti la tadrus.
لا تدرس أختي لا تدرس بالجامعة. Okay, now if you want to say my sister did not study in the university, what would you say?
أختي ما أختي ما تدرس.
What's the verb? The verb is درس. So what's هي درست negation.
La
is mudari. Now we are madi now.
Ma darasat.
Ma darasat. اختي ما درست بالجامعتي. اختي ما درست. اختي لا تدرس بالجامعة. جيد. Okay. Number five. Last one. أحفظتي. I mean. Oh yeah. Yeah, Maryam. أحفظت سورة النبأ يا مريم أحفظت. نعم عبد الكريم. Yeah, you want it?
It's a question, right?
It's a question.
Okay, I'm
gonna try. أحفظت سورة النبأ يا مريم أحفظت.
Did you memorize the surah Maryam?
نعم.
Okay, now I can say ما حفظت سورة النبي سورة النبي مريم يا مريم.
Say it again.
I said ما حفظ.
Okay, it's a question though. أما حفظتي.
So yeah, but
it's a question.
I know, but we don't have to change it due to
negation now.
Yeah, the negation.
But it still has to remain as a question though.
But oh, I see.
We didn't do it in the Mudari, no? Okay, you want to do it in the Mudari? Give us the Mudari. It's not really part of the exercise, but yeah, we just do it for extra. Okay, first, the verb that we had here was hafizti, right? Anti hafizti. If we change that to Mudari, it would be what? Anti?
Hafizti.
If we change it to mudari, he said you want to change it to mudari and make it negation. Hafidhat is madi. We want empty.
Anti
tahfazina. Tahfazina. Tafalina is the form. Tafalina. Anti tafalina. Hafiza tahfazu. Tahfazina. Naam. No, we didn't. But this is not really part of the exercise. This is extra. This is not even supposed to be here. But since since Abdul Haq said, let's do the mudari, so now we have to see the form for anti hafizti would be anti tahfazina. Ala tahfazina surat al nabai ya Maryamu. Ala tahfazina. Tahfazina. Hafiza yahfazu. Anti tahfazina. Tahfazina.
Okay.
Tahfazina.
Yahfazina.
Alright, let's go on. Exercise number 11 is just using harf istiqbal. Okay, it says, ta'ammal al-amthila, consider the examples, thumma ajib an al-as'ilati al-atiyati, then answer the following questions, musta'amilan, using harf istiqbal. Harf al-istiqbal. What is harf al-istiqbal? The same that indicates future. That changes the mudari meaning to future meaning. Okay? The mudari present tense meaning to future meaning. Musta'amilan, using. Using. Musta'amilan. Yasta'amilu. Ista'amala yasta'amilu. Means to use something. Using harf al-istiqbal. Okay? Using the future tense particle. Okay? Now, they say, consider the example. So, they give us three examples. سَيَرْجِعُ الْمُدِيرُ غَدًا سَيَرْجِعُ That means, he will, the mudir will return tomorrow. That's future, tomorrow, right? Okay, B. سَأَذْهَبُ That means, I will go إِلَى مَكَّةَ بَعْدَ أُسْبُوعٍ إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ I will go to Mecca after a week, inshallah. Number three, أَذْهَبُ إِلَى الْمَلْعَبِ كُلَّ مَسَاءٍ Meaning what? أَذْهَبُ, I go? I go to the playground every evening. Every evening. سَأَذْهَبُ هَذَا الْمَسَاءَ إِلَى الْمَكْتَبَةِ I will go this evening to the library or bookstore. And normally I go to the playground every evening, but I will go to the library this evening. Okay, number one. Now, let me see something here. Number one, is this supposed to be an example? Is this another example?
No, I think it's
four.
No, it's number one.
The first one is another giveaway, okay? Somebody read it for us. Read it, Abdul Karim.
You want me to read it as it is?
Read it as it is, yeah, because but nothing has changed here.
Abuka min ba'da min ba'da Baghdada ya Aliyu.
Jayid. Mata yarji'u abuka min Baghdada. Why is it min Baghdada with fatha? Mamnu min al-sarf. Naam. Ya Aliyu. Okay, read the answer.
سيرجعوا بعد
أسبوع. سيرجعوا بعد أسبوع. بعد أسبوعين. طيب, next page. Number two. Oh, what does it mean? He will return after 1 week. بعد أسبوع. نعم. بعد أسبوع. Okay, number two. Number two.
أين تذهب هذا المساء؟
أين تذهب هذا المساء؟ نعم مفعول فيه. نعم. Answer. Answer using حرف استقبال. أين تذهب؟ سأذهب.
أذهب.
نعم.
هذا المساء بعد أسبوع.
I will go this evening after a week. Now, where will you go?
This week, this evening.
Where will you go this evening? سأذهب هذا المساء
إلى المكتب إلى المكتبة
إلى المكتبة وإلى المدرسة وإلى المسجد وإلى السوق نعم وإلى المصنع نعم number three صلاح الدين
متى تكتب رسالة إلى أمك
إلى
أمك يا يونس
متى تكتب الرسالة إلى أمك يا يونس نعم what does it mean
when will you write your letter to your mother
when will you write the letter to your mother O Yunus okay give us an answer
سأكتب رسالة إلى أمي بعد صلاة العصر
نعم سأكتب الرسالة إلى أمي بعد what do you say بعد what بعد صلاة العصر نعم okay number four نعم ذكري نعم read the question and then answer
متى يغسل متى تغسل السيارة يا والد
نعم متى تغسل السيارة يا ولد what does it mean
when will you wash the car
when will you wash the car
my boy
yes
سأنا
oh, you're talking about yourself, right? Yeah, when will you wash the car?
سأغسل السيارة بعد صلاة الفجر
نعم number five قائد صلاح الدين
متى تذهب إلى الحلاق يا هشام
نعم متى تذهب إلى الحلاق يا هشام what does it mean
when
will you go to the barber أو هاشم أو هشام That's okay.
سأذهب إلى الحلاق بعد صلاة الظهر.
What else could you say? When else could you go to the حلاق? سأذهب بعد أسبوع بعد شهر أو في الساعة الثامنة مساء أو أي تايم
بعد السنة بالأفرو
بعد السنة بعد السنة ليس عندي فلوس لا أستطيع أن أذهب إلى الحلاق نعم نمبر 6 أبو بكر
في أي محطة تنزل يا أخي
نعم في أي محطة تنزل يا أخي what does it mean
which station will you get off
نعم which station will you get off get down نعم
سأنزل قبل
before you
بعدك
after you
No, no, but after the...
After the what?
The next station. At the next station.
في المحطة القادمة.
القادمة.
In the next station. Okay. Next stop. طيب. Exercise number 12. Exercise number 12. اقرأ المثالين. Read the two examples. ثم اكتب مصادر الأفعال الآتية على غرارها. ثم اكتب, then write the مصادر. مصادر is the plural of مصدر. Write the مصدر, the infinitive, for the verbal noun, for the following verbs. على غرارها. What does على غرارها mean? No, على غرارها. على غرارها is referring back to the examples. They want you to write it on the same pattern. Same way, in the same manner, the same way, the same pattern as it is in the examples. Okay, for example, an example they have دخل ما الماضي يدخل المضارع المصدر دخول. Okay, they have خرج يخرج خروج. So I want you to do the same pattern like that, okay? So read the ماضي, the مضارع, and then the مصدر. Who take the first one? جلسة. نعم, سلاودين. Dakala is done and Kharaja is done.
In the second column.
In mine, it's already written. Dakala yadkhulu dukhul. They want the masdar. They want you to read the madi, the mudari, and then give us the masdar.
Jalusum, right?
Yeah, for jalasa. Let him do so. Okay, so read the madi, the mudari, and the masdar. نعم جلس يجلس جلوس نعم somebody take the next one عبد الحق okay you go on across go down is there one more underneath there huh yeah نزل
نزل ينزل
نزول نزل ينزل نزول. Okay, somebody take رقبة. رقبة صلاح الدين. نعم رقبة يركب. رقبة يركب ركوب. نعم somebody take سجدة.
Okay,
I'll read the Mahdi and then the Mubari and then the Masta.
Okay, so we do okay, the Mahdi?
Naam.
Sajada.
Naam.
Yes, Judu. Sujudu.
Naam. Sajada. Yes, Judu. Sujudun. Naam. Somebody take Raqa. Naam. Abu Bakr.
Raqa. يركع ركوع
نعم يركع ركوع صعد وعليكم السلام صعد نعم صعد
يصعد
سؤاد they all in the same وزن فعول is the وزن سعود صعد يصعد سعود what does صعد mean? To rise. What does raka'a mean?
To bow.
To bow. Sajada? To prostrate. Rakiba? Nazala? To descend. Jalasa? To sit. Kharaja? To go out. And dakhala? To enter. Okay, exercise number 13. This particular masdar is common to these particular verbs. Okay, it's on the wazn of fa'ul. Okay, so it's dukhul. خروج جلوس نزول like that. Okay, number 13. اقرأ الجملة الآتية. Read the following sentences. وعين. What does عين mean? عين means to identify, to specify, to point out. عين المصادر. Okay, the point out the مصدرs الواردة that have been mentioned fiha in these following sentences. Point out the masdar, yani the infinitives or the verbal nouns that have been mentioned in these sentences. Read the sentence and tell us what is the masdar. Okay, somebody take the first sentence or these examples. Read the following sentences. No, these are sentences. Now, read the sentence and tell us what is, which word is the masdar in this sentence. Naam, Salahuddin. Okay, read it again. Li.
لهذه
الحافلة
تي
باباني. Keep reading.
هذا للدخول وذاك للخروج.
وذاك للخروج. Okay, let's read it again. Tell me the meaning. لهذه الحافلة باباني. What does that mean? Yeah, for this bus, there are two doors. هذا للدخول وذاك للخروج. This one is for entering, and that one is for exiting. Okay, where's the master? خروج and before that, دخول. Those are masters. Now, number two, somebody take the second one. Second one, Abu Bakr.
مات الرجل
بعد رجوعه من الحج. What does it mean? Not متى, مات.
The man died after his frustration.
After his, that's not ruku, that's rujua from raja'a. After his return from Hajj. Okay, where's the master?
It's
Rujua from Raja'a. Naam, from Raja'a. Tayyib, number three, Abdul Haq. At-Tullabu. بخمس دقائق. نعم. Finish. No.
ويخرجون
بعد خروجه. يدخل الطلاب الفصل قبل دخول المدرس بخمس دقائق. ويخرجون بعد خروجه. What does it mean? The students enter the classroom 5 minutes before the teacher enters. You know, 5 minutes before the teacher enters. And they go out. They go out after he exits, after his going out. This means the students are supposed to enter the classroom before the teacher. And they're not supposed to leave until after the teacher. Do we got it? You get the point? The point is... Taib, no problem. What's the masdar in this sentence? Dukhul and khuruj. Dukhul and khuruj. Number four. Abdul Karim.
قال لنا الطبيب الجلوس هنا مع المريض ممنوع.
طيب قال لنا الطبيب. What does that mean? قال لنا الطبيب. Who said?
The doctor said
to who?
To the patient, to us.
The doctor said to us, "Al-julusu huna ma'al-maridi mamnu'un." What does that mean?
Sitting here with me,
sitting here with the patient is prohibited. Okay, where's the masdar?
The masdar is junus.
Junus. Naam, number five. Number five. Who take it? Abdul Haq. نعم السعود على الجبل صعب والنزول منه سهل. What does it mean?
To get on the camel.
الجبل, not جمل, جبل. جبال.
Going up the mountain.
Climbing up the mountain is صعب, difficult. And coming down, descending is. Descending from it is easy. Huh? Okay, where's the masdar? Nuzul and also? Su'ud. And Su'ud. Su'ud is also a masdar from Sa'ida. Yas'adu Su'ud. Naam, you have a question, Saudi?
Yeah, but the one before, number four.
Number four, go ahead.
What is Memnor? You said that means prohibited, right?
It means prohibited, yes. نعم فمنع يمنع ممنوع نعم ممنوع من الصرف نعم prohibited فمنع نعم منع to prohibit something to hold back to restrain something منع يمنع to restrain or to hold back or to prohibit. Type number 6 دو كريم
أحب ركوبة ركوبة
الخيل. نعم أحب ركوب الخيل. الخيلي. What does it mean? أحب ركوب الخيل. ركوب from رقبة يركب. I love riding the horse. I love
horse.
خيل. نعم. طيب. So what's the masdar here? Rukub, raqiba yarkabu. Okay, last one. Last one before you go out the door. Take the last one. I was going to tell you, it's 5 minutes after.
Yeah, I was
going to tell you. No, I understand, but I was going to tell you because I don't want you to be late to work. Go ahead.
Qala Hamidun li ibnuhu Yasir.
Li ibnuhu?
Li ibnihi.
Uh-huh.
Yasir.
طيب what does it mean قال حامد لابنه ياسر حامد said to his son ياسر سأذهب إلى السوق. What does it mean? I'm going to the market بعد رجوعك من المدرسة.
After
you're returning from the school. Okay, where's the masdar? Rujoo'i. Rujoo' from raja'a. Yarja'u rujoo'i. Okay, faddo ya akhi. Tayyib. Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Okay, number 14. Ta'ammal al-amthilata thumma ajib 'an al-as'ila musta'amilan amma. Ta'ammal al-amthila, contemplate over the examples. Then answer the questions using amma. What does amma mean?
As for.
And the answer after it has to take what? Fa. Alright? Fa. Homework is right after exercise we did in class today. And look at the key. And the dialogue for the next lesson. No. We're not going to do the lesson today, okay. But we're going to start tomorrow. But for homework, look at the key for the next lesson. Next week, we're going to start lesson 12. All right, number 14. Contemplate the examples and answer the following question using amma. Okay, the first example, aina taskununa, yani antum. Aina taskununa, where do you all live? The answer, he says, ikhwati yaskununa, hum yaskununa, my brothers. Are living in Mahajir al Jamiati. They're living in what?
The dormitories
of the university. Amma ana, As for me, فأسكن ما قريبا لي. I live with a relative of mine, one of my relatives. طيب, as for me, أما أنا فأسكن ما قريبا لي. Okay, second example. أتعرف الإنجليزية والفرنسية جيدا يا حامد؟ What does it mean? Do you know English and French very well, يا حامد? His answer, أما الإنجليزية, as far as English, فأعرفها جيدا. I know it very well. وأما الفرنسية, but as far as French, فدرستها قبل سنوات ولكنني نسيتها الآن. What does that mean? أما الفرنسية, as for French, فدرستها قبل سنوات. I studied it
before,
some years ago, before years. ولكني, but نسيتها الآن. نسيتها. What does it mean? نسيت. I forgot it. Now I've forgotten it now. Baqarah 26, in reference to this exercise with Amma. Look at Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 26. He's saying there's an example there for it.
Oh, it's Surah, it's also the Surah we mentioned last week.
Yes, yeah, also.
Surah Duha.
And it's in some other surahs too. It's came in a few surahs actually. Yeah. During the week I was reading Quran and I saw it a lot of places. Now, طيب, second example. Third example. Become هذا الكتاب وهذه المجلة. Become هذا الكتاب وهذه المجلة. What does that mean? How much is this book and this and this magazine? أما الكتاب فهو بعشرة ريالات. As far as the book, then it is for how many reals? 10 reals. وأما المجلة فهي بثلاثة ريالات. As for the magazine, that is 3 reals. Okay, we want you to use what? أما, and don't forget فا. Alright? First question. أين المستشفى وأين مكتب البريد؟ أين المستشفى وأين مكتب البريد؟ What does it mean?
Where is the hospital?
And where is the post office? Okay, take the first one.
Okay.
Abu Bakr.
أما المستشفى. فهو قريب.
Why قريب? It says أمام ذاك المسجد.
Oh, I will not say
that. Okay, go ahead.
أما المستشفى.
فهو أمام ذاك المسجد. أما المستشفى فهو أمام ذاك المسجد. نعم, keep going. وأما مكتب البريد
فهو قريب من السوق.
يعني أما المستشفى فهو أمام ذاك المسجد. وأما مكتب البريد فهو قريب من السوق. طيب, second one. في أي كلية يدرس حامد وأثمان؟ في أي كلية يدرس حامد وعثمان؟ What does it mean? In which faculty or which college is Hamid and Uthman studying? Naam. Anybody want it? Amma Hamidun. Okay, فهو يدرس في كلية التجارة.
وأما
عثمان
فهو يدرس في كلية
الطب. كلية الطب مضاف إليه. فهو في كلية التجارة, or you could say فهو يدرس, because they ask where is he studying, right? فهو يدرس في كلية التجارة. وأما عثمان فهو يدرس في كلية الطب. Okay, question number three. أين ذهب أبوك وأخوك؟ أين ذهب أبوك وأخوك؟ نعم, عبد الحق.
أما أبي
فذهب
إلى المستوصف.
مستوصفي. نعم.
وأما أخي
فذهب
إلى
صيدليتي. نعم, because أين ذهب؟ They say where did he go? أما أبي فذهب إلى المستوصف, وأما أخي فذهب إلى الصيدلية. نعم, after أما it has to be followed by فا. And the answer to it has to be followed by فا. That's a rule. المستوصف means a small hospital, a clinic. Small hospital or clinic? Not necessarily pregnant. Mustawsaf could be for anybody. It's a clinic though. It means it's not a big hospital, it's a small hospital or a clinic. Al Mustawsaf. As far as Sayyid Aliyah, like downstairs here, the pharmacy. It's a pharmacy. No, Sayyid Aliyah is a pharmacy.
Right.
The little place underneath here is a mustawsaf, a clinic. And next to it is a saydaliya, a pharmacy. Okay. All right?
What's the other one? Maternity
is a mustashfa al-wilada. Wilada. Okay, next page. Exercise number 15 and the last one. تأمل الأمثلة الآتية. تأمل الأمثلة الآتية. It's not even really a question. It's just reflection upon the use of different ways in Arabic of expressing similar meaning. Okay, in number one we have جاء أخي من مكة. What does that mean?
My brother came from Mecca.
And another way of saying that is جاء أخ لي من مكة, which means a brother of mine came from مكة. And a third way of saying it is جاء أحد إخوتي, one of my brothers came. Okay, so the first one is جاء أخي من مكة, my brother came from مكة. The second one, a brother of mine came from مكة. And the third one of my brothers. And all of them are similar in meaning, right? But the first one is definite and the second two are indefinite. Okay, number two. ذهبت
لزيارة صديقي. What does it mean? ذهبت.
I went to visit
my friend. I went to visit my friend. ذهبت لزيارة صديق لي. I went to what?
A friend
of mine, which also means the same as لزيارة أحد أصدقائي.
One of my friends.
Okay, the first one, صديقي, my friend. صديق لي, a friend of mine. أحد أصدقائي, one of my friends.
So they also use this in Arabic. I thought it's only English. One of my friends. They use the plural instead of.
Nam, one of my friends. Nam.
Which one? You said one. The one is definite.
The definite is the first one. صديقي. That's my friend, specific person. But a friend of mine. That means a friend of mine. That means I have many friends and a friend of mine. Or one of my friends is the same meaning. A friend of mine or one of my friends is the same meaning. They're both indefinite.
Mm-hmm.
If you say, a friend of mine came yesterday, that's indefinite. If you say, one of my friends came yesterday, that's indefinite.
Mm-hmm.
But if you say, my friend came yesterday, that's specific now. You're talking about a specific particular person. Okay, the third example to give, أسكنوا مع قريبي. What does it mean? أسكنوا مع قريبي. I stay or I live with my relative, singular, قريبي. Another way of saying that is أسكنوا مع قريب لي. I stay with a relative of mine or مع أحد أقربائي, one of my relatives. And the second two are indefinite. قريب لي, a relative of mine, and أحدي أقربائي, one of my relatives. A relative of mine, or one of my relatives, both of them are indefinite, but قريبي, my relative, is definite. Okay, let's go down this column here. Okay, and give me the meaning of these words. درس يدرس. He studied. He is studying. Or he studies. نزل ينزل.
He descended.
Or he descends. عرف يعرف.
He know.
And he knows. Or he knowing. قريب. And the plural is جمع. The plural is أقرباء. What's the meaning? Relative or relatives. أقرباءُ is on what wazn? أفعلاءُ. It's ممنوع من الصرف, so it doesn't take تنوين. فمحطةٌ جمعُ محطاتٌ. محطاتٌ. What does it mean?
Station.
Stations. حلاقٌ جمع حلاقون. A barber. And barbers. Sound plural. الرزُ.
Rice.
Second column, سكن يسكن.
To stay
or to live. And he is living or staying. مضاري. بحث يبحث. He searches. مات يموت. He died. He is dying. عنوان جمع عناوين.
Address
and addresses. Anaween. Naam. I don't know if we had this plural. Do we have this plural before? Anaween. Mafa'il. Ala wazn mafa'il. Naam. طيب ثوب جمع ثياب. Cloth or clothes? Clothing. Cloths. Plural. ثوب يعني نعم cloth or clothing, piece of clothing. نعم مستوصف clinic or small hospital. قادم coming or the next one. نعم شكر يشكر to thank. He thanked. He thanks or is thanking. صعد يصعد to rise. He rose. He is rising. Nasitu.
To forget.
Yeah, but nasitu means
I
Ana nasitu, I forgot. From nasiya, yansa, nasitu. Bitaqatun, bitaqatun. What's bitaqa?
That's
you, it's a card.
Visit card.
Okay, it could be a visiting card, business card, okay. ID card, bitaqa, bitaqat. Risalatun, rasailun.
A letter,
or a message, or something like this. Risala. No.
Same word, rusul, right?
It's from the same root.
Yeah, from the root. What I mean.
Naam. Risala. Naam. Rasail. Saydaliyatun.
Pharmacy.
Khaylun. Khuyulun. Horse and horses. Alhamdulillah, we have finished this lesson. Tayyib. We're not going to go into the next lesson now, but for homework, inshallah, we're going to take the next lesson. But for now, what I would advise, before we take a break right now, I want to remind you to please work on these mudari forms of the verb, especially anta taf'alu and hiya taf'alu. And also the mabniyun antunna taf'alna and hunna yaf'alna. Especially those forms, pay attention to them. Remember that hamza and noon is first person singular and plural. Ta is for second person. Whether it's singular or plural, masculine and feminine. Ta is the prefix for second person. And ya is the prefix for third person. Masculine, singular, and plurals, both plurals. Plurals, masculine and feminine, third person. Take ya. So pay attention to this. And also remember, thubut and noon. On yaf'aluna and taf'aluna and taf'alina. And mabniyun, taf'alna, yaf'alna. And the rest of them, the marfoon is indicated by the dhamma. Af'alu, taf'alu, yaf'alu, taf'alu, naf'alu. Dhamma indicates that it's marfoon. If it's mansoob, it takes fatha. And if it's majzoom, it takes sukoon or hadf al-noon. طيب سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك. If you have any question, inshallah, while we're taking a break here, we can entertain questions. Any questions about the lesson or the past lessons?